What do you do, Mr. Depressing Albuquerque? It's me, Waldo Whizbang. I can ride a unicycle and juggle four rubber balls at the same time. Can you? What fun. Cheer up. Next letter. Sorry, out of time, but I'll be back next time with more advice for my...
Wait,
I'm not through with Donnie. The donkey's going to be here with me next week. I want to ride the donkey some more.
This is Nestor Nate with the Nestor Nate News on the Nestor Nate News Network. Since Sunday's Russian landing on Venus, the world has been awaiting America's response. And now, within minutes, we expect a statement from the White House. I see now we're ready. We switch you now to the White House.
I don't like these dishes. I'm sick of these dishes. They clash with my dress. Your mother liked these dishes. I never liked these dishes. Do you know how much we spend on these ugly, ugly dishes? Take that!
Well, we seem to be having some technical difficulties at the White House as we're awaiting America's response to the Russian landing on Venus. And now, we're ready. We're ready now. Are they ready now? We switch you now to the White House.
Crisis on Venus. America draws the line. Take one. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. Take one.
Well, gosh. Hello, everybody. The Soviet Union has landed on Venus, and let me just share this letter I got from an 8-year-old on Venus. Ed, can I do this on a horse? Mommy says I look good on a horse.
Okay.
I'd like to...
Ronnie, cut!
Like
okay, let's go for take two.
Oh, how about some music from Star Wars, Ed?
So, there you have it. The president has outlined a firm yet flexible response to the Russians on Venus, refusing to limit his options and extending a hand of conciliation beside a mailed fist. And that's the way it looks from here.
Well, I'm in charge. I'm the one in charge.
Shut up, Al. Shut up. Get Haig out of here. I'm Nestor Neat on the Nestor Neat News, on the Nestor Neat News Network, and this has been a special report on Crisis on Venus. America responds. Haig, aren't you out of here yet? Hello, I'm Nestor Nate with the Nestor Nate News on the Nestor Nate News Network. Sunday, February 28th, the Russians land a probe on Venus. Monday, March 1st, Venus offers no resistance to the Russian invasion. Tuesday, March 2nd, the world holds its breath as the free world devises its counter-strategy. And today, Wednesday, March 3rd, the Nestor Nate News Network is on the scene for Crisis on Venus. America responds. Ever since the Russian landing Sunday, there have been rumors flying around Washington, rumors that allege the worst was yet to come. The Russians were going to occupy Venus. They were going to impose martial law. They were going to use Venus as a jumping-off point to secure a warm water port on Mercury. Congressional critics have been demanding some response from the administration for that story. We take you to Len Muttface on Capitol Hill. Len?
Yeah, this is Len Muttface on Capitol Hill, but even this hill isn't high enough to see Venus. So, I'm going to get a cab to the Washington Monument, which is a few feet closer to that planet, and I'll get back to you, Nestor, okay, Cap? Hey, you, follow that sound truck.
Well, thank you, Len. That wasn't quite the kind of report I had in mind. Len? Well, he's gone, but there you have it. Whatever the Russians are doing up there, they're not letting America see it. Makes you suspicious, doesn't it? This is Nestor Neat. Hello, I'm Nestor Neat with the Nestor Neat News on the Nestor Neat News Network with a special white paper report, Crisis on Venus, America Responds. During the missile crisis in Cuba, America acted swiftly, firmly, and ultimately victoriously. Now that the Russians have placed a rocket ship on Venus, will America have the guts to take a stand. We went to the State Department and talked to Alexander Haig, an employee.
Well, the people of America must understand outer space in the Maximoi landing of Russian. Well, America is nothing. Now, we can apathize or we can stone AG-8 Venus with our nuclear payloads. It's all propaganda and optimally, and I'm scenarioizing here, rather confidential. You see, up there is where up has gone. Oh, yes, I've been on them a long time. But the president, of course...
Haig went on to say that the president was asleep, the vice president was in a truck somewhere, and he was in charge on Venus. Well, we'll have more later on the Nestor Neat News Network. Hello, this is Nestor Neat with the Nestor Neat News on the Nestor Neat News Network with a special Nestor Neat White Paper Report, Crisis on Venus. America responds. And just what are our options since the Russian landing on Venus last Sunday? Well, if you're planning a trip to Venus, it is likely that all visas will be revoked. Also, the Nestor Neat News Network has learned that President Reagan has ordered that any and all Venusian students attending college in this country be shipped back to Venus. We send reporter Tim Zebra to Lincoln, Nebraska, to interview one such student from Venus. Tim?
Well, Nestor, this so-called Venusian student is just a rubber plant. You
hey,
know, of the kind you'll
hey,
find in any home and garden
plant?
Shop.
Get
any good
house.
Plant shop
leave
should
alone.
Have him. So, it's
Come
not
on,
from Venus after
plant.
All.
Get
back to you,
what
Nestor.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. Other more serious steps to be taken against the Russian landing on Venus include a naval blockade, an embargo on grain shipments to Neptune, and increased military aid to Mercury. More on that in our next report. Very good. Well, it's 9:15 in the a.m. again. Got the kids off to school? Huh. Pull on those pink Snuggies then. Toss something, anything you got, into the blender and join Sandy Palmer in the breakfast nook for another tip for insane housewives.
Good morning. Welcome to the nook. Oh, I sure hope yesterday's tip about helping your children's hamsters escape worked for you. Today, I think we'll talk about another major problem around my place and probably yours. Houseplants. Pesky little things, houseplants. Sometimes, no matter what you do, those little green devils just keep right on living.
Where's my toast, honey?
Well, here's a hint. Next time you water one of those pesky pests, just slap a brick on top of it. Now, if that don't work, try boiling water next time. Well, hoping your fern expires, I'm Sandy Palmer.
Tune in again tomorrow for another tip for insane housewives. Tomorrow's topic, picking a divorce lawyer. So, your love life is a disaster? Your main squeeze giggles whenever you leave the room. And why is that lawyer trying to get a hold of you? Need help? Just write Sandy.
Good morning, you snivelers. It's time to write Sandy. A confirmed whiner who lives in a box in Tamiami writes, Dear Sandy. Boy, he's off to a hot start. My girlfriend is always burning my socks whenever I leave the apartment. What should I do? Signed, Burnt Up in Tamiami. Oh boy, bread for brains. Here goes. Dear Burnt Up. You have two choices. One, never leave again. Stay there until the food runs out and you turn on one another. When survival is involved, socks lose their importance. And two, I've forgotten what your other choice is. Just take a hike, huh? Yours in pop psychology, Sandy.
If you need advice, or if you think someone else does, write Sandy, care of this station. Write Sandy and find an answer.
Take a hike.
Hello, this is Eleanor Roosevelt with today's slogan. Remember, short people are your enemies. Loose lips sink ships, so buy bonds. I'm Eleanor Roosevelt. Join me again tomorrow for today's slogan, right here on Love 94. This is Eleanor Roosevelt with today's slogan. Remember, short people are your enemy. Hello, I'm Eleanor Roosevelt with today's slogan. Carpet salesmen are known spies. Never be alone with one. Don't trust the little devils. Take it from me. I'm Eleanor Roosevelt. Join me again tomorrow for today's slogan on Love 94.
Okay, this will be take one. I'll go ahead and hit Hall & Oates here.
Okay. Is it in speed?
Yes. In a second. Okay, take two. We are rolling. I'll let it go for a while and fade out if it doesn't
Okay. Do
the trick.
Love 94, good morning. She's gone to Las Vegas already. Sandy Palmer, did you hear that?
I heard.
I'm Otis 12. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm Sandy Palmer.
6:05 in the morning this hour. We got, Eleanor Roosevelt's coming in with today's slogan and some horoscopes. What do you got over there?
Creepy things. Well, let's see. Later on, tips for insane housewives. Something that's near and dear to my heart. News, sports, and Love 94 weather.
Oh, and I do love 94 weather. As a matter of fact, that's a high we're looking for today, 94. So wrap your cat up in aluminum foil. That humidity will finish him right off.
George Harrison on Love 94. Okay, we are rolling.
Okay. Love 94, Fleetwood Mac there. Penguins all over the place. It's 8:23 in the morning. Sandy, that's when Fleetwood Mac was good, before you girls messed it up.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I swear I had nothing to do with it.
We're looking for a high of about 94 here today in Miami. We'll get you all the details on that a little bit later. What you got over there, Sandy?
I'll tell you. I was flipping through the pages of the Herald this morning.
The George, the Herald, whatever it
whatever.
Is. Yeah, whatever
he's
his name
called
is.
Or
okay.
And I wanted to tell you about this because some residents of Sawdust, Florida.
Oh, good old Sawdust, Florida. Big vacation spot.
It certainly is.
Mm-hmm.
Getting hotter.
Got all their postcards. Okay.
Anyway, they don't like what's blowing in the wind. And it has
they don't
nothing
like
to
Bob
do with.
Dylan?
No, it has nothing to do with Zimmy.
Okay.
You see, they live down the road from the South's largest mushroom growing operation. Now, I was not aware that it was in Sawdust. And
I thought you had to grow those in basements.
Well, sure.
There's a huge basement near Sawdust.
Big one.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, for the sake of their noses, they've gone to small claims court to try to get something called a sea smell order, I guess, against this farm. It's unbearable, says one resident.
The stench of the mushrooms?
Yeah, he says it wakes you up at 2 or 3 in the morning. He says, you know it's bad when it wakes you up at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Now, that sounds like a Randy Newman song, The Stench of the Mushrooms.
And the citizens' effort has already failed with the governor.
Oh, no.
That's too bad. The Department of Environmental Regulation, also ixnay, nothing there. and a grand jury. So I don't know what these people are going to do.
Well, they're going to have to take the law into their own hands and destroy the basement. Good luck. Let's join forces with the sawdust people and write them letters of support. And,
that's right.
And tell them, go get that basement full of mushrooms. Personally, I'm going to make up buttons and bumper stickers that say, I support sawdust.
Out of your own pay, of course.
Here's Linda Ronstadt on Love 94. Sawdust all over the place.